What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday.
Okay, so I have a confession. I used to compete in bodybuilding competitions. This was back in 2012 is when I really got involved in those. And I have became a master at meal prepping. Part of competitions is being very structured, counting every single macronutrient. It's kind of crazy. And while I don't expect you to do that, what I did learn is that being able to track your macros and being able to meal prep appropriately saves you a ton of money. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. Here are five tips to helping you with your meal prepping. Tip number one, batch cook your proteins. So I personally buy a big thing of chicken tenderloins from Costco. They're frozen. And I will just throw them in a baking dish, like a cake pan, essentially. I'll throw it in the baking dish and I will just let it cook. So I usually preheat my oven to about 350, throw in all my chicken, let it bake for about 20 to 25 minutes. Stir the chicken because it's like a ton of pieces. It's probably like 20-ish pieces or so. And stir it up and then put it in for another 15 to 20 minutes max. And that's how I cook my protein. So then I let it sit and I just throw it into my Tupperware. It's really, truly that easy. But it's so nice to have proteins on hand as you go throughout your meal prepping because, man, there's always something that comes up. We're busy and trying to remember to cook is a pain in the butt. So batch cook your proteins, tip number one. Okay, tip number two, embrace mason jar salads. These are game changing, guys. So what you do is you just get a basic mason jar, and on the very, very bottom of your mason jar, you're going to put your salad dressing. So whatever type of dressing you have, and then the layer above the salad dressing, you're going to add in some of your more non-absorbent style vegetables. So like your peppers or broccoli or things like that. So do a layer of veggies after the salad dressing and then add your proteins on top. So if you already batch cooked your chicken, just cut up a few pieces and throw that in there. And then you'll do some any like seeds, nuts, cheese, anything that you want to do in that capacity on top of your proteins. And then the greens. So then just add a couple handfuls of your lettuce and put the lid on and you're good. So it lasts for about a good week. And honestly, it's so convenient. So when you're ready to eat your lunch, you can just dump out your entire mason jar and it's a pretty good serving size of salad. So that's one of my favorite things to do when it comes to meal prepping. Tip number three, organize your pantry. And when I say organize your pantry, what I'm really meaning is go through everything, get a system put into place that makes sense for you and for your life and for your family, and then try to organize things that are ready to expire closer to the front. So if you've got a lot of canned produce or canned veggies, then make sure that you're ranking them. You're kind of sorting them by the expiration date. So you know that you've got to eat the stuff in the front of your pantry first. So that's a really good way to go. I have an entire YouTube video on how I organize my pantry. It is like ridiculous. It looks so good and it still does. So if you're curious about that, the YouTube video is going to be linked in the show notes. Tip number four, have your groceries delivered. This has been so life-changing for me when it comes to meal prepping and just staying organized in general. I usually find that I have to have my groceries delivered about 1 to 2 times per month, and that really is about it. So I'm pretty dang good about using frozen veggies and that kind of stuff to help me get through the normal weeks. But usually I've got to have a couple deliveries, and I use Instacart. It is a paid service for sure. I think it was $150 for a year to have the delivery fee waived. So when you actually go to have your groceries delivered each time, it's a little bit cheaper that way. So if you're doing this consistently, it will save you money if you go through a service like Instacart. Otherwise, you can pay a little bit extra to have your groceries delivered. And frankly, depending on your budget, I think the convenience is so worth it. Plus, I find that I actually save more money by not going to the grocery store all the time. So have your groceries delivered. Make sure that you're planning your meals in advance so that you know exactly what week one's going to be, week two, all of that kind of stuff. So if you have variety, just make sure you're accounting for that in your grocery delivery system. But it's totally worth it. I have loved it every single second of it. And my last tip when it comes to meal prep is if you want to get creative and you're kind of sick of eating the same stuff every day and you don't have time to really be extra creative, get a couple friends involved and trade meals. This is a really easy way to go. My mom and I will sometimes do this as well, where we even split a big thing of like strawberries and some groceries because it is expensive. It can be at least. So it's a really great way to go if you're trying to get variety in your life, but you don't actually want to increase your budget. Trade meals with a friend, do some freezer meals, maybe meal prep together and just do your own different flair. It makes it a lot more enjoyable and a lot more entertaining if you can get other people involved in your transformations. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed these tips on how to meal prep without breaking the bank. If you do any of these tips, please let me know. Screenshot this and tag me on Instagram at Whitney_Hansen_co and let me know which ones you're liking. So I'd love to see some of your own favorite recipes as well. So make sure you tag me in those. But that is it. I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.